From the point of view of ECOWAS, these elections have been excellent. You know, James, our region is now engaged in some kind of a competition between those who want to discredit the democratic choice of the region and then moving towards military intervention and other things. On the other hand, we've got exemplary electoral processes all across West Africa, which means that democracy is still very much alive, and whatever difficulty the teething democratic culture is throwing up, people want to stick with it. There are 15 countries in the region, you know, as we speak, 11 of them still go through the ballot box in order to choose their leaders. And for ECOWAS, this is what our prime objective is. That is number one. Number two, with regard to elections in Ghana, it couldn't have been more beautiful than what we saw. At the time that the candidate of the ruling party conceded defeat, only about under 40 constituencies out of about 276 constituencies had been declared. And the vice president of Ghana, Mahamudu Bawumia, came out and said he concedes the election because from their own tabulation, there is no pathway to victory for them. And congratulated his opponent, you know, John Dramani Mahama of the National Democratic Congress. This is the beauty of democracy. We saw that also being done in a place like Liberia when George Weah, before everything was over, congratulated the winner. We saw in Senegal in the two elections that have taken place, that also happened. So from our point of view, this is brilliant. We are not saying that the electoral process was perfect. There were a couple of fatalities during the elections, and these are things that we have to work after the elections with the authorities to try and make sure that those incidents are not repeated in future elections. That is the role of ECOWAS, not only observing, but also engaging in serious preventive diplomacy